If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back. It is the Scummy Mummies podcast and it is, of course, me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
Whee! And we're not alone, Ellie.
No, we're not.
Who do we have on the couch with us? We have Dr. Greg. Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Greg.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Yes, thank you for inviting me.
Well, you say that now. Let's see if that still stands in about 40 minutes.
I think that's just a nicety that people generally just say when, you know.
Yeah.
Welcome. And you may note an accent. Where are you from, Dr. Greg?
Yes, there is a little bit of an Antipodean lilt.
But you just watch it all of Home and Away.
Yeah. Everything sounds like a question. Yes, I'm from Brisvegas.
Oh, Brisvegas. Brisbane.
Oh,
Brisbane.
Yeah. Brisbane.
Yeah,
oh, I see.
sunny Queensland in Australia.
What are you actually a doctor of, Dr. Greg?
Well, I guess if I had to say... a psychiatrist, yes. So I'm a doctor of the mind.
Oh.
Yes.
So how does it feel to be sitting on my couch for a change?
Yeah, it's novel.
Yeah,
novel.
It's from DFS, or have you know. It's very comfortable.
Oh, lovely. Yes.
And are you an NHS doctor?
I am indeed. I fly the flag.
And you recently became a dad.
I did.
How are you finding it?
4.5 months ago. So far, so good.
So it's a baby boy you've got, isn't it? Is it Zachary?
Zachary, yes.
So tell us more about your family. He's your first son.
Yes, he's the first. Yeah, there's me and there's Zach and there's Tash, who's the mother of Zachary. Well, I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
She's straight. A couple of years ago, we started having drunk conversations about having a kid, and that kind of moved on to having sober conversations about having a kid. And then, we started trying, and yeah, it happened.
See, most straight people skip the sober bit.
Yeah, it was reasonably considered.
So had you always wanted a kid, or was it something that as you started getting older, you started thinking, yeah, actually?
Yeah, I think it was probably as I was getting a bit older, I kind of thought, yeah.
I don't want to go out anymore. I'd like to be really tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what I want to do.
Yeah. I hate my clothes being clean all the time.
Oh,
and
that's
you
it.
Know, not having any nappies in my house in every drawer.
Yeah, no, it's great. Well, we're definitely in the trenches at the moment.
Yeah, you're in 4.5 months.
In the throes.
That's it.
But it's all good.
So did you do IVF?
No, it was fairly basic. I mean, working in a hospital, I have access to plastic syringes.
Very good.
And so we put them to good use.
So you didn't go, I'll consult the kitchen cupboard.
We didn't go the turkey baster.
No.
We thought that was a bit too cliched. So we went for the syringe. Well, I started with the idea that a 10 mil syringe would be probably suitable. I soon moved to the 5.
Oh. Said the vicar to the actress.
Which then went down to the 3. And I think it was actually a 1 mil syringe that did the trick in the end.
Well, there we go.
Well, there we are. And how long did it take?
I'm a very considered lover. Yes, it was at least 20 minutes each time. I very much wham bam thank you ma'am on every occasion.
No, but no, I mean, how many attempts of the, how many cycles? That's the one I'm looking
for. Six. Yeah, it was December. We were thinking that we weren't even going to bother that cycle because, you know, Christmas time, lots of booze, you know, yeah. Probably not the best.
You were so drunk, you were using the syringes to squirt vodka into each other's mouths.
Yeah. I was thinking, oh, probably not the best quality sperm and ova are going to be produced this month.
But relaxed, I think that's the key.
That's the key. Yeah, so, yeah, that was the one that did it. 9 months later.
Oh, a little boy arrived.
Little Zachary arrived. And oh. I've been sleep deprived ever since.
Oh, join us all. That's lovely to hear.
So the vodka cokes are going down a treat.
Yes, we are. We should mention the drinks of choice tonight is a Black Russian.
That's right.
Very nice.
Coffee liqueur in there just to give Dr. Greg that little, you know, pep him up a little bit.
Oh God, and it's required.
Oh, no. So how was the birth? Because being a doctor, you'd seen children being born before.
Yeah, well, we had to deliver six as medical students, so
right.
I, well, basically just catch them as they kind of
so
come
you've
out.
You've been at the business end of
I
that,
have, yes.
of birth before.
Down in the trenches.
That's nice. I prefer
the
to call
trench,
mine as...
maybe.
That's what I call mine.
That's a new... We're looking for new euphemisms for fannies, really. That's our aim on this podcast.
I call my knickers me trench coat.
Stop it.
So, all right. So you have, despite being a gay man, you have been in the trenches.
You could say that.
You're au fait with the lady garden.
The lady garden, yes. In all of its beauty and splendor.
We know you can't bear it. But when it's your own child, was that different? Was that?
Oh my God, yeah, totally different. Yeah, wasn't really prepared. Yeah, it was amazing. I did shed a tear or two,
oh,
I must
bless.
Admit.
I'm welling up now.
Oh, dear.
So I think, especially when you're a new parent for the first time, I say that as if I've got eight children, I've only got one child, but I'm told when you have your first baby, it's more stressful because you don't kind of know what you're doing. And then when you have the second one, did you find it easier? Because you're like, well, actually, I know that because my child is sneezing, he's not going to die of an asthma attack in the next 3 minutes.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm a doctor. Tash used to be a paediatric nurse. And Zach was at the GP surgery this morning with a pussy eye. Because we wanted it seen to. So
you're in good company. Ellie's always telling me about how she goes to the GP and they're going, yeah, Charlie's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. And I'm like, but I'm sure he had two legs yesterday. No, he's fine. Just don't worry about it.
I know my friend's a GP in Australia. And I said, oh, so what's it like being a GP? She said, I just see a lot of well children.
Yeah.
I just see a lot of healthy children. But you need that reassurance, don't you, as a parent?
Like, yeah.
You just feel the fear, the love and the...
Well, you can't be rational, really,
a lot
of the time.
No.
And yeah, you do need someone objective in, you know, to kind of outside looking in to kind of be that person, I think. So I'm more than happy to annoy my GP constantly.
That's good to know.
Yeah,
because I always feel slightly guilty when I take Charlie to the GP for, you know, basically I think I've got Munchausen by proxy.
And what's your favourite thing about being a dad so far? What's been that kind of moment where you just went, oh, this is it?
I think today was pretty awesome. I took Zach to what was it? Baby Bark or back to Bark or Baby something?
Yeah,
the music.
Baby Got Bark.
Yeah, that's right.
Barking babies.
Babies with huge behinds twerk. Just being there with him, and he was just being really interactive, and like for the first time he was like holding his hand up to my mouth, and like the first time that he's been that interactive, pretty amazing.
Do you feel, because we have a regular guest on the podcast called Steve Hill, who's a stay-at-home dad. And he says he sometimes finds it quite odd going to baby groups and stuff like that because he's usually the only man and he does feel a bit ostracised sometimes and a bit out on a limb. Do you feel like that?
Well, I didn't today. Mm. But yeah, I didn't feel like that so much.
Oh, that's good.
But you do live in fashionable East London, of course, which might have something to do with it. Yeah. Surprises any women at all. Where you live.
It's all the men with beards and tight jeans where you are, is it?
Tis true, yes. I feel, yes, I'm with my people.
And have you had any sense of being treated slightly differently because you're a gay dad and because your setup is different, or...?
I think I was more worried about that than has, you know, than I should have been, actually. Because, yeah, have had nothing but, you know, positive interactions with everybody. And we did the NCT thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was slightly apprehensive about that. But as you say, East London, it's hardly the twin set and pearls sort of... set there.
Tosh was the only straight person in the room.
Yeah, that's right. She felt ostracised.
Makes a change. Yeah. Clean his eyes. Yeah. So you've had a positive experience.
Yeah, no, it's been, had no problems and don't know what I was so worried about, really. So, I mean, that's been really nice, actually.
Well, obviously, Helen and I are very homophobic, so that's all going to change tonight. By the end of this...
Have another
She
drink.
Didn't even tell me you were gay before.
I knew she wouldn't come.
If you'd known.
I know. She said, oh, you like him, he's Australian. Right.
You would have taken back the cherry ripe.
Oh, I know,
you?
I know.
There'd be no caramello koalas out
no,
on
that's
display.
No, that's it, that's it.
In fact, perhaps tonight, perhaps now is an opportune moment to introduce tonight's snacks.
Yeah, so tonight we've obviously got the classy Black Russian, but because Greg is Australian and it was Australia Day on the 26th of January, I brought in a selection of Australian snacks and I want Ellie to try them. These,
oh my God.
We've got, for the Australian listeners at home, we've got cherry ripes, caramello koalas, Tim Tams, mint slices, barbecue.
Ooh, yeah.
Barbecue.
Can I introduce these
ones?
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
And the savoury element on the plate.
They look like little, for the listeners, and they look like sort of little hexagons cut out of Jiffy bags.
That's it, with some special sprinkles on the top. And then there's two large, these are called freckles in Australia, but they're called jazzies. Jazzies in
It's just like being offered a plate of drugs. I don't
know. What do you reckon?
Salty.
All the MSG.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like eating dehydrated seawater.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
It's
what Australian children grow up on, Ellie.
Oh, my God.
My all-time favourite.
Okay. I polished off a box today.
I'm going to try a jazzy. I think actually we have jazzies in this
country.
Yeah,
but these are called freckles, the giant freckle.
And were you saying the colourings are illegal?
Yeah, so in Australia we have hundreds and thousands, but our colourings... are banned in the EU. So when you get a box of Smarties in Australia, the colours are very vibrant, and then you look at the ones in the UK and they look like they've been pre-sucked. They're so pale. The mint slice.
I don't know if I can manage a mint slice. I feel violently ill. I think I've just contracted diabetes.
Yeah, I think you have.
Do you actually eat anything savoury in Australia apart from barbecue squares or whatever they
barbecue shapes.
Barbecue shapes.
No, because we do like a savoury biscuit. There was a inner biscuit range, which you'd have like a savoury biscuit, which was called chicken in a biscuit.
That sounds dreamy.
Yeah.
I noticed, by the way, that while I'm trying all these so-called delicacies in the interest of cultural exchange, you two are just sitting there pointing at them and saying, well, neither of you have actually eaten any of them.
No,
it's almost as if they're all revolting.
No, look, have a look. This is the cherry ripe.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Yeah.
No, now for the
nothing
English...
natural can...
No. So you get a bit of cherry, a bit of, you know, what are they called? Mochino cherry?
I'll tell you what that looks like.
Mochino cherry. with a bit of coconut and dark chocolate.
That looks like trench foot. I think we know what we're talking about.
It's nice though, isn't it?
Oh, no, it isn't nice. What's the matter with you?
Do you like these, Greg?
No. Actually, cherry ripes aren't my favourite, I must admit.
It's everything a big else cherry on the plate. Taste.
Well, there we are. I've just lost my cherry ripe, want it back. So take those away.
All right, fair enough.
No,
I'll just nibble on them in the corner.
Well, thank you for bringing those.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
I'm going to be bringing them up later. Yeah. So,
well, look.
Thank you for that culinary interlude. I actually feel quite ill. I do feel quite ill. Good. Let's press
on. You're welcome. And because I was recounting this to Ellie about the when we were growing up, the commercial for Operation went, Operation, you're the doctor,
collecting all your pay. Operation.
Operation.
But of course, we have the NHS in Britain. Yeah. So everyone, operation, you're the doctor, struggling to make ends meet. That's not really
you're
the same.
You're the doctor, working 18 hours. Yeah.
Making mistakes because you're so tired. It's a better advert.
I am laughing a little too hard.
Come on, Dr. Graham, we've had a few vodkas. Yeah. You know, you get these things on the internet about real things that doctors have pulled out of people's bottoms in A&E. And
oh, my
excuses.
Goodness.
Oh, yes. Oh, now he comes alive. Now, is that...
Do people really pretend they've fallen over on the ends of hoovers and
yes,
things like that?
Yes, we had one of those. Yes. He was, yeah, just doing the house cleaning. You know,
really?
In the nude.
Yep.
And fell onto the Coke bottle. And
like a glass Coke bottle.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh dear.
And
sorry, Mum.
And I was doing my A&E term with a lovely colleague of mine who had very small hands, and so the poor thing, every time something like that came into the department, which scarily happened, you know, sort of more than
really?
You would actually, like, you just think you see these things on, like, Grey's Anatomy, you know, as their lighthearted, you know, storyline.
I want to be at more doctors' dinner parties, I really do.
And, I mean, the poor girl used to get every one of them. Another one for, another one for Ellen. She had, but she had the hands, you know.
Oh, healing hands.
Healing hands. Not the big Australian hands.
No, that's right.
Out of my hands, literally. Yeah.
Sorry, look at these bad boys.
They're like five sausages.
Yeah. Where's the amyl?
So was the Coke bottle the worst one you ever saw?
Yeah, that was the worst foreign body that needed, probably the biggest. And with
what were the other ones?
And with the coat hanger.
Oh, hang on.
What? No.
No, I think
this is sounding like Cluedo.
The young gentleman with the coat hanger in the toilet.
Colonel Mustard
is now.
All right, so I think we've covered a lot of ground so far.
Okay, so we're now moving on to a lovely section called Book Chat.
Book Chat!
Book Chat!
I couldn't think of a better name, I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
We're chatting about books. What more do you want to say? So we're going to talk about kids' books. And, I mean, I know Ellie and I have read a couple of useless books in our time, but also good ones. Are there any ones that you would recommend or not?
Well, I know the ones that Tash bought and that I perused.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so are you doing the Gina Ford?
Oh, God,
thing?
No.
No.
We don't have a Gina baby. We don't
no.
have a Gina baby. Well, we bought one end of the spectrum, which I think is kind of the Gina Ford end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the Baby Whisperer, which is kind of, I don't know, whether it's kind of a little bit more the other end of the spectrum. Yeah, I think we just ended up ignoring all of it, to be honest. Or maybe just picking out bits that we thought we liked the sound
yeah.
of.
Yeah, I think that's what you've got to do. I mean, it's like, and you sort of, yeah, you get to know your baby anyway and what will work. My favourite book was an Australian book called, it was reproduced here, it was called The Rough Guide to Pregnancy by Kaz Cook, which I loved. And it was called Up the Duff in Australia.
Oh,
do you
right.
like the differences
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
And
the cultural.
She, yeah.
yeah.
And it was
slant.
Very funny. And each week there was a different sort of cartoon. And it was in a sort of diary narrative, but had sort of expert advice as well. And that kind of struck a chord with me because it was like a conversation with someone rather than saying, you must do this, all that sort of thing. So I think that's what I really liked. Mm.
I quite like The Baby Whisperer because it actually was quite, although it wasn't sort of regimented like Gina Ford is, it was quite like, look, here is the formula, it's very simple and this is what you do. And I found that very reassuring and comforting.
Mm.
And then I tried to do the formula. What do you mean? Like, and it says, like, you know, it's called like the easy routine or something. It's like they eat and then they have an activity and then they just go to sleep.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, right, eat, lovely, grand, do the activity, grand. Now it's time for you to sleep. No, now sleep. And sleep. And
the
sleep.
The book said you had to sleep now.
Like I was some sort of hypnotist, like, and sleep. And, it didn't work, funnily enough.
I know. Mm.
I gave up on that quite quickly.
I liked the books when my children were in the advanced section, and then when they weren't, I gave it away. So anything that went yes, yes, you know. And I remember reading it out, Matilda Go to Sleep, and it, like the What to Expect, you know.
When you're expecting.
Yeah, yeah, and then there was What to Expect, and then I'm like, look, she's sitting up, she's advanced. Because they had, you know, and I think this is a really, it's a really stupid way of putting it. It's like, you know, you should be doing this, but could be doing this. And of yeah. course you would want the could be doing this, because in those first 12 months you just want them to be, you know,
yeah.
advanced or yeah. genius, or maybe I'm just really shallow. But yeah, like, you know, but I think, but yeah, you do look for these sort of signs. And when you are struggling with sleep deprivation, like, oh, it's all worth it because she can reach for a Cheerio.
Then there's the internet. So now yeah. you can look up anything at all hours yeah. of the day and night, and there's a million forums with a million different answers. Mm. And I realised actually quite early on that I had to stop doing that
because yeah,
I would drive myself crazy. Do you still do that, Greg, even though you're a doctor and, you know, do you still...
Absolutely. We
Doctor Internet.
Yeah, we Google just as much as any other parents.
What do you think about Dr. Sears, Dr. Greg? Now, so Dr. Sears is the attachment parenting thing, isn't it? Very huggy, and you should yeah. carry them all the time, and you should, you know, boob in the mouth 24 hours a day, basically, isn't it? That sort of thing.
Mm. Well, I think that there's, I don't know, there's probably something to be said for the whole, you know, attachment theory.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you've got to do what's manageable for parents, really. Mm-hmm.
Sane parents is key.
Yeah, exactly. If you can maintain your sanity whilst being a Dr. Sears advocate, then that's fair enough, I guess. But, yeah, maybe that's not totally manageable for everybody. So
Greg, you know, you're the professional.
Yeah.
That's why we've got you in on the couch. Mm-hmm. Are there any books that you would recommend?
No.
Excellent.
Short and long answer of that. Well, I think read as much as you want, but then, yeah. I don't know, read your baby as well.
Oh, right. Yes, we do that.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And sometimes it's in a foreign language,
though.
What do you want?
Yeah, I don't know Braille.
I wish my baby had subtitles. Yeah.
As a psychiatrist, you know, we, you know, are there tips to get us through hard times or...
You're basically asking for the secret of happiness.
Yeah.
That's a bit strong.
Actually, yeah. I was riding home today and I went past... a shop. The title of the shop? The name of the shop is...
That sleep deprivation's really doing you well.
It's kicking in as well as the vodka cokes.
Good.
The name of the shop is Treat Yourself. and I think that's my top tip for a happy and healthy child.
Mm.
If you've got a happy and healthy parent, then I think you'll have a happy and healthy kid.
What's your favourite treat, Dr. Greg? How do you treat yourself?
Now I've got
a... G-rating.
For our viewers, yeah. The normal way that I treat myself has pretty much been denied to me for the last four and a half months. So,
Any food?
Oh, yeah. Pizza, ice cream. barbecue shapes.
We're talking we're talking Ben and Jerry's the ice cream. The men.
That's right.
As a psychiatrist.
As a psychiatrist, antidepressants.
Medicate. No, but I think that's true. I think that's
one of the things,
you know, first time round that I didn't do was I was just like so geared up about doing everything right for the baby.
Mm.
I think I went a bit loopy and I couldn't, I was so nervous about, oh, am I doing the baby yoga? Am I doing this? And oh, I can't spend any money on me because Matilda will need another educational toy, which I should have just bought some more wine and had a pedicure. She would have been fine. But yeah, I'd be at the baby group.
I did say to you, Helen Chardonnay is not an educational toy.
But yeah,
it's a great name for a child. Oh,
we've all seen Footballers' Wives. It's been done.
Oh, yeah. But I think second time around, I kind of went, no, it's all right. I can, you know, spend some money on myself.
Absolutely. Good. So there we are. That's the secret to happy children. Yeah. Selfishness.
Yeah.
All right. Now, listen, we've had a lot of serious chat about,
Tell me about it. My God, my working day was over.
Sorry.
Obviously not.
And we've solved the meaning of life and the mystery of parenting. So how about a fun game?
Yeah.
All right.
Bring it on.
What are we going to call this, Ellie?
This game is called Look at My Bits.
Look at my bits.
Craig is so excited.
And slightly panicked.
He loves hanging out with drunk straight women.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't be any worse than drunk gay guys.
Actually,
let me rethink that. Obviously, I've been out of the loop for 4.5 months, so I need to reconnect with my people. Look, what am I doing in South East London?
This is your life now. You've had a child. This is it. Right. Filthy, drunk, straight women. This is all you've got to look forward to for the rest of your life.
Next 18 years, it's just drunk parent nights.
So, this game, I got the idea from this game. So, I work for a video games website, and it's mostly men, vast majority. And many years ago, they used to go to the pub on a Friday night, and they used to play a game called Core Ball. Have you heard of this game?
I've never heard of this game.
And this is straight men, as I remember. So the idea of this game was what they would do. You sit in a group around the pub table, and one member of the group would stand up and turn around, and they would get a bit of skin out of their pants between like their index finger and their thumb.
Yeah.
And they would then they would show the bit of skin to the rest of the group, and the group would have to guess. Core ball.
Hot dog or walnut.
Homoerotic.
It's funny
Homo something.
Yeah. It's just gay.
Just plain gay. I was trying to think of a word to dress it up, but
that's right.
Big and gay.
Just gay.
So I thought we'd play that, although it's a bit more difficult for us, so we're not going to actually show you our labia.
We're not going live.
Yeah,
labia or larynx.
Oh, that's what we'll call the episode. We've taken the liberty of taking some pictures earlier today. Greg, we'd like to show you these pictures.
Okay, let me take a sip of mine.
You're going to need a slug.
Yeah.
And we'd like you to invite you to guess.
Okay.
What part of the body?
Right. So this is a part of my body, Dr. Greg. I'm going to show you there now. That's what I'm saying. Look at my bits. There's some mottling here. You'll notice the...
That's nice.
Yeah, which looks like it's kind of leading to something down there. Oh, that's breast. It's got to be... Breast, is it?
That's breast. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think it might
be.
What
is it, Ellie? That's my calf muscle.
Oh, my God!
Wow.
It's good to know my boobs. My
legs. Okay, that's Ellie 1, Greg 0.
Helen, come on, it's your turn.
Okay,
show us your bits.
Okay, what part of my body is that?
Oh. And is that also part of your body? That bottom bit? Oh, yeah, that's the crack.
Yeah.
They just look two different colours.
We might put this on the website.
Might we?
See, that one's slightly mottled and pale. And that looks,
do you want it there around that way?
That looks like healthy tissue.
That looks like something off a dogging website.
That's a shadow, Dr. Greg.
All right. It just looks like crack.
It's my arm!
Yay! Oh.
Wait, what?
My arm! Oh. Oh. I'll recreate it for you. There it was.
Oh, that's a good
It's my
one.
Arm. It looks like a crack though, doesn't it? It's nice.
It does.
I'll pop that on the website. And this one?
Well, it looks like the same thing again. But...
That's my boobs!
Is that cleavage?
Yeah.
Wow. Where's
that's
the...
That's my boob. I took it like that.
It all looks like ass, though, doesn't it? Put it on the website, and I defy any member of the good public out there to...
put it in the BMJ. I defy any doctor. So which... This is another one of mine. Now, which part of my body is that?
Ooh.
Now, that looks... My first guess would be the wrist.
Oh, that's very good. Well done. You are a doctor.
I have.
Well, how many years of medical training has led you to this point?
Scraped through. Let's just say that.
Oh, well, that was fun.
We could get them to play at home. We could put it up on the web, couldn't we? Or not.
Yeah, no, if you'd like to play at home, why not post a picture of part of your body on the Scummy Mummies Facebook page and invite everyone else to guess what it is? Would you be up for that, Chris?
Absolutely. I'll give my expert opinion.
That's right.
Because obviously I'm really good at this.
And now it's your turn. F*** or ball. I'm joking, of course. Yeah. You did quite well with that. Now, for a bonus round, we're going to have a quick round of Guess That Mole. So we're going to show you two pictures of moles, and you have to guess which one belongs to which of us. Okay.
Oh.
Now, to make this work so he doesn't know which phone it's on...
I have emailed my mole.
Oh, you have emailed
it to me. I've emailed you my mole.
That's the first
as long
time
as
anyone's
not
ever
a fat
said that.
Mole.
Because in the 80s, that was an insult. You'd say, oh, f*** off, you mole.
What?
In Australia, you'd go, oh, f*** off, you mole. Go away, you mole. You'd have to say, mole. You wouldn't just say, you couldn't say mole without ya at the front.
Yeah, it was usually fat slack mole.
Yeah.
It's such you a people.
You
get
mole.
Get some culture. Okay, Dr. Greg, are you ready for Guess That Mole?
So ready.
So I'm gonna show you...
I was born ready.
I'm going to show you two pictures of two moles.
Anyway.
Okay, so here's mole A.
Okay.
Take it in.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And here's mole B.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to see them again?
Personality.
No,
what's
I don't
coming
think I...
through? It's the mole reader. We did
I'm
have
all
the...
moled out.
We did have the Darren Brown of the JJs. Now we've got the Paul Daniels of moles.
I think the Sherlock. The Sherlock of moles. So, mole A, who does that mole belong to?
Helen.
Incorrect!
Oh, no! God! What? He is not the Sherlock of moles.
I'm the... Well, the opposite of Sherlock.
You're right. The Inspector Clouseau.
That's
of
right.
Moles.
Inspector Gadget. That's...
All right, so you've got. I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself.
Right.
I'll show you
okay.
a picture of my. This is my mole. Now, can you
see.
Say which part of the body is that from?
Oh.
That's a vein, not a hair. Just to be clear.
A varicose vein?
You tell me. You're the doctor.
It looks like a spider Nephi from someone who's drunk too much.
Probably is.
There's no hairs growing out of that mole, so... But that doesn't mean it...
Is that a good thing?
All that means is I'm not a witch.
No, look at that.
It looks like it's in some sort of crease or near some sort of crease. But, oh, crikey, are we talking the wrist again?
No, that's just the lighting where I was holding the face. It's actually on the thigh. It's on the thigh
there. Is it a dimpled thigh?
No. Claws in, Greg. Claws in.
Retract.
The game is not called Look at My Cellulite. That's not really... Although, again, there's a lot of mottling.
There is.
Really
I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean...
Can you guess which part of the body Helen's mole is on?
It's a little foggy. You can tell that I've got an iPhone 3 as opposed to an iPhone 5. Yeah.
It's pixelated. Yeah. But like...
It's from 1985.
I'm sure that's not where you just dropped a bit of kit.
I know, that's it.
Do you want to hazard a guess?
It looks like, the moon.
Here it is. It's
next life. That's the one.
Oh,
there.
Wow.
Oh, on the boob.
On my
oh,
boob.
Nice.
You've got a thing for that area.
Yeah. Oh, who would have thought that Greg Schwager wouldn't recognise a boob?
Touché, darling.
Oh, dear. I think we've comprehensively finished
yes,
that game.
Yeah, we have.
Now we've moved. Is that the we most have. Fun looking at women's bodies you've ever had?
Yes.
So we're going to move to our last section of the podcast, our favourite section, which of course is Scummy Mummy Confessions. And thank you, dear listeners, for all your confessions you've written in. I'm going to read out the first one, which is from the lovely Amy Peacock, who says, "My son, who is 4, asked his friend from school if he could come home for tea. No problem, I thought. Feeling like a domestic goddess, I removed some fairy cakes from the freezer and encouraged him to help me put some icing on them. What could go wrong?" Tell us, Amy. I turned my back for 2 seconds and he sneezed all over them.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Dear. We've all sneezed on a cake before. There were only a few minutes to go till the guests arrived, so I wiped the snot off the cakes with a baby wipe, no less. I figured the icing would cover them and they were probably going to share the germs anyway. However, ironically, I made him wash his hands before continuing. Salute to you, Amy Peacock. Thank you for that very, very wonderful story. Thank you.
So my Scummy Mummy confession is on Tuesday this week, I took Charlie to the music group in Broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, like, it's very lovely. Everyone's very nice. It's awesome. Yeah. And there's a lovely but quite quiet Eastern European woman who plays the guitar and always looks quite sad but makes the best of it. And it's always...
Which is really jazzy for the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really puts them in the mood.
It's weird. And all the other sort of children in their lovely corduroy pinafores sort of, you know, behave themselves and play the tambourine at the right moment. And my son just, he's not really into music.
No.
And he just sort of squawks and complains. And so there's this bit like about sort of halfway through where everyone has a biscuit. You have a nice biscuit. Yeah. And it's sort of quiet time. And the sad Eastern European lady plays Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in quite a melancholic sort of emotional way. And she goes, "Twinkle, twinkle." And my son goes, "Why is there no more biscuits?" And all the other mothers look at me with pity. And then she moves on to Old MacDonald Has a Farm. And I'm thinking, all right, this is all right. It's quite rambunctious. Old MacDonald had a farm. And my son goes, "I want to go to McDonald's."
Brilliant.
Oh. And there, honestly, there were people looking at me like my son had just said, you know, "I want another cigarette." It was just... So, Dr. Greg, you know, 4.5 months in, surely you've got a scabby daddy confession to share with us.
It was about 2 months into things and he hadn't pooed for like about 5 days and we were starting to get a little bit concerned.
Yeah.
But got told that that was kind of okay.
Mm.
And then finally, in the wee hours of the morning, it came. And oh my goodness, it came. So the onesie soiled. We'd also been giving him some baby Gaviscon as well, because he gets quite refluxy, and so it was a really pasty poo as well.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So it wasn't,
like an ice cream messy.
Yeah, the consistency was thickened. And I just thought, oh, my God, this is a 911 situation. What do we do in a 911 situation? We cut them out. And so just like, you know, you would when someone has been in a car crash and you need to cut them out of their
The baby grow.
Outfit, I just cut him out of it.
That's the training coming into action. I like it.
That's right.
That's just
the
top
onesie.
Tip.
Cut the onesie
and
burn it.
See, why has nobody come up with disposable baby clothes? That's what I don't understand. That's genius when you think about it.
I consider all clothes to be disposable.
Well, that's true. That is
Hugo pooed at the pub the other day and I just put both underpants and tracksuit pants in the bin. I was like, that's too disgusting. I'm not taking it home. Host them down under the
sink. I haven't done that. I mean, I've done that myself. On certain occasions at certain dance parties in the past.
Pop them in the bin. That's it.
Just
dance party. Still can't
see,
get over
see. That. It's not just me. I was trying to explain. The rave was called a dance party.
Yeah. Is that not something that...
She's shaking her head.
Not by people under 70. In this country. Not really.
We try to assimilate and we get shot down.
I know, that's it. You don't like our biscuits and you don't like our dance parties.
But I thank you for the lager and the soap operas.
Okay.
So there we are. We're quits. Oh, well, thank you for that. That was a wonderful collection of Scummy Mummy confessions,
it was,
I think.
Wasn't
I'm very,
it?
Very happy with that. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Scummy Mummies podcast. If you like the podcast, please tell your friends. Now, we have got an exciting announcement to make.
I think
you should make it, Helen, because you've really organised it.
We have another live show, ladies and gents, and this will be on the 27th of March and the 2nd of April in London at the Ivy House Hotel in Nunhead. And we will post it on the website, but we'll be doing a lovely one-hour show, which will be hilarious.
Is it a hotel?
No, it's a pub.
I know.
I've dressed it up again.
I thought you were going to be like, it's a hotel room. But it's just me and you and three people.
Last time the capacity was 40. Now we've got 80 seats.
Oh, my goodness.
So 160 of you or 108 or 80 of you could come twice.
I feel like you're overthinking this.
Come twice.
We will have more tour dates soon.
Yes, we've got more tour dates.
We've got some very exciting.
So I don't really want to give too much away, but
Viva Las Vegas!
but I don't want to say anything.
Do you believe in life after love?
Yes, we will be supporting Cher.
She's the guest on next month's podcast.
All you LGBT viewers.
Well, Dr. Greg, what can I say? Thank you so much. I feel like we've asked a lot of you tonight. We've asked you to represent Australia, gay dads, mm-hmm. psychiatry, the medical profession, and men. And you've done an exceptionally good job at representing all of those quite
diverse
groups.
What a show bag of talents that you have.
Show bag?
Show bag! Haven't you been to a show before? You get a show bag.
Oh, God, the echo that takes me back.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
but yeah, multitasking on multiple levels.
We
Who
love
says
you,
men
Dr.
can't
Greg.
Do it?
No.
That's it. That's it. It's just the straight ones
dads.
Who struggle. That's why you guys can dance and drink. Okay.
I know. I've had lots of practice.
Oh, well, thank you, Greg. Have you enjoyed yourself?
I have, really, yes.
Or has it been a horrible ordeal?
No, it's been brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Stay scummy.
Especially for you. I want to let you know what I was going through. All the times we were apart, I thought of you.
Who, me?
You were in my heart.
Was I?
No, I never changed. And now that I'm next to you,
no more dreaming about tomorrow.
I went and saw them last year.
Oh my God, I was in that concert.
Oh my God!
I was like five rows from the front.
Oh my God, I'm going out.
Back.
And I got so pierced.
Oh my God.
I got so excited so early.
Oh my God.
I hardly remember anything from when I went
on. I screamed through the whole thing. I was crying.
Thank God I taped it on my
phone. Oh my God.
Suddenly I'm away. That's the way I am.
How do you know?
How do I know?
I was British, a child
in the 80s.
Do you know they have the Kylie wedding dress at the Melbourne Museum?
Oh, yeah, they did that V&A thing.
Are you gay?
Maybe just a little.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.